All right, a moment of science, listeners. I've got a trick up my sleeve. I'm going to show you how to transform a persnickety person into an easily persuaded person. Here he comes now.
Good day, Yael.
Good day to you, Don. So, tell me, what do you think about astrology?
You know what I think about astrology. It's a bunch of nonsense.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. By the way, I got you a cup of coffee.
Wow, that was nice of you, Yael. Thanks.
Drink up.
I sure will.
So, I read this interesting article the other day about how astrology has a lot more credibility than many people think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There may be some science to it after all.
I'm no dummy. I see what's going on here.
What do you mean?
You brought me coffee in order to try to trick my brain into actually considering the merits of your article about astrology.
Why, Don, I don't know what you're talking about.
You're trying to demonstrate a study about the effects of caffeine. Before giving university students either caffeinated orange juice or regular orange juice, scientists quiz the students about their attitudes toward voluntary euthanasia or abortion. After the beverages were consumed, scientists gave each student a persuasive text countering their stated attitudes on the subject they were tested on. They were then quizzed again about their attitudes toward the subject matter. Students given caffeine were more easily persuaded by what they had read. It seems that caffeine makes you more attentive, and in doing so, makes you more easily persuaded. Also, caffeine puts people in better moods, which may also contribute to their being more easily persuaded.
Foiled.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Joshua Brown in Psychological and Brain Sciences. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.